Father, I know I'm not the only person who has ever felt like fasting and praying was ineffective, or they didn't have the energy, the heart, the desire anymore to fast and pray. I know that's not just me. So I lift up those, Father, who are reading this blog, who wants to know more about fasting and praying, who wants to bring spiritual release in their life because they're tired of the humdrum, everyday, in and out way that life has been going, and they need to see a change. They want to bring heaven into their existence, into their situations and their circumstances. God, I lift them up. I pray that they'll be encouraged today. I pray that they'll know that you're a faithful God, that you're a good God, and that when Jesus said, when you fast, not if you fast, when you pray, not if you pray, that it was something he was encouraging us to do because he knew it would bring spiritual release in our life. God, I pray that your people will be encouraged. I pray that they would be strengthened. But more than that, I pray that as they fast and as they pray with their hearts devoted to you and their attention focused on you, God, that they would see like never before, you invade their situations, you invade the circumstances, and then you change them as you did, God, for so many people in your word, and not just your word, as you do now, even for your people. God, how you bring healing, supernatural healing into the lives of people because of fasting and praying. God, how you make a breakthrough and jobs come through, Lord. God, how you bring, you know, anointing up on people. Lord, how you break addictions off of people's lives. God, you are so real and you are so good that you said that, you know, if we would fast, if we would pray, we would see heaven move in our situations. You would bring that spiritual release in our situations and hope and strength and encouragement in our lives. So I pray that, I release that over every reader, over everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Spiritual release, God. You said that where there's a teaching of your word, there's a demonstration of your power. So as they hear this word, study this word, read it, and even go back into your word and find other examples of how you've done it in others' lives, God, that you will bring a demonstration in their life of your power. And we thank you right now and give you glory and honor and praise, for you watch over your word and hasten to perform it. In Jesus' name, amen.